From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Some Republicans in the Missouri General Assembly are expressing interest in legalizing marijuana for medicinal use. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, legislative opposition to the idea could mean that a statewide ballot initiative may end up getting the issue across the finish line.
Representative Jim Neely is one of a handful of doctors in the Missouri General Assembly. The Cameron Republican's daughter died of cancer several years ago, which is one of the reasons he sponsored a bill setting up a medical marijuana program throughout the state. Among other things, Neely's bill would allow people to receive medical cannabis cards to treat terminal illnesses. It would also give the state's health department authority to decide what diseases medical marijuana can be used to treat.
And so I'm hoping that this legislation that we've crafted will help provide hope for folks.
Neely's bill comes as several ballot initiatives are being circulated to legalize medical marijuana. House Speaker Todd Richardson of Poplar Bluff says he wouldn't be surprised if those measures pass, but added he'd prefer the legislature to act.
The issues surrounding enforcement, surrounding who it's going to be made available to or who it's legal for, are complex and they change.
But there's opposition in the Missouri Senate. And that's why Jack Cardetti of New Approach Missouri expects his ballot measure will end up legalizing medical marijuana.
There just isn't the support in the General Assembly to get that done.
New Approach Missouri has until May to turn in the necessary signatures to get its plan on the 2018 ballot. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A Northwest Missouri lawmaker has donated a kidney as part of a transplant chain to help his ailing wife. KNBC-TV reports that Republican Representative Jay Eggleston of Maysville underwent surgery yesterday. His wife, Kathy, has suffered from kidney failure for years, but he wasn't a compatible donor for her. Instead, he agreed to participate in a three-way exchange. The donors give their kidneys to one of the three other recipients who are compatible. After his donation, Eggleston's kidney was flown to Michigan, where another person's kidney was being donated to another city in the United States, and the third city is where his wife's organ donation comes from. Republican Governor Eric Greitens says he wants to lower income taxes for most Missourians and eliminate those taxes for the state's lowest earners. Greitens, in a press release today, announced the pillars of his tax plan without much specificity, and he promised more details in the coming weeks. Greitens says he wants to cut taxes for anyone earning more than about $9,000 a year, which covers most Missourians, but he didn't say by how much. The governor also wants to eliminate taxes for 380,000 low-income workers and reduce corporate taxes. Spokesperson Parker Bryden says the governor is still working on the details of the plan. The release of the tax plan and a planned tour to promote it were delayed after the governor last week admitted to having an extramarital affair in 2015. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.